Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
When loved ones turn ill and the end of life nears, help is nearby. Let's learn one local couple's story and go in-depth with Stu and Holly Job of Knoxville. So you two have had a tough year.
Yes, we have. We've had a lot of loss in this past year.
That's a year, 18 months for all of it. Did I get that
well,
right?
Yeah, about 14 months. Over the past 14 months, we've lost my father, my mother, and Holly's grandfather. In a relatively short period of time, that 14, 15 months have gone pretty fast.
Well, that's tough for the entire family, isn't it?
It is. The role of a caregiver is an emotional one and a stressful one, but we had a lot of assistance.
Well, I didn't know your grandfather. I didn't have the opportunity to meet them. But Stu, I used to see your dad and mom around a lot. They were active around town, see your dad at the coffee shop, chat a little bit, see him at events, and then it seemed pretty quick.
Well, that's the hard part. You know, we all know that's part of the cycle of life. But we don't spend maybe enough time thinking about the consequences of that. And when it comes suddenly, you know, you're faced with choices and decisions that do make it hard. And a family has to pull together, plan ahead, be prepared for these things. It would make a very difficult situation easier if there's communication ahead of time, some planning done, and getting assistance of others. You just can't do this as an individual or as a family by yourselves.
Did you have all those plans in place? Was your family up front about that and able to deal with those issues?
We had a lot of the business planning done, but as far as care services, we really didn't have those discussions ahead of time. And with all three of those losses, we did use HCI, Hospice Care Services, in each case, and it proved invaluable to us because what the HCI provided us was the opportunity to love and be with the family member and not worry about the medical side, the comfort side, the communication as much with the doctor side, how are we going to schedule nursing? You know, they took all that out of our hands, and it was nice to let that go into these very competent hands so we could just be there with that person that we were losing. I mean, loss was imminent.
We just thought that HCI was an exceptional team of people that had many years of service, and they lived and worked right here in the community. We knew them, they knew us, and that was comforting to us.
Well, yeah, we see them in the coffee shops too.
Yeah.
Did that make a difference that you knew the people that were involved and that they were local?
It just felt good. It felt comfortable. And it seemed like that they, maybe because they knew us a little bit, they anticipated our questions and our needs before we asked them. And they were always right there for us, helping direct us in decisions we had to make and some tough choices, and they were just right beside us. And maybe because they knew us a little bit, they knew how to ask those questions, and it was comfortable.
To me, knowing the individuals of HCI was a big deal because, you know, whether it's banking or insurance or any kind of business that you want a trustworthy partner, we were already past that personal comfort trust level when we entered into their programs because we knew them. And so we could, you know, get right to the task of support and care for mom, dad, Holly's grandfather, Henry. And they brought not only support and care with years of experience for our loved one, but also for us survivors. They were there for emotional support. They anticipated the grief path and provided counselor support for anybody in the family that wanted it. And here we are more than a year later, and we still receive contact in the form of phone calls, messages, a flyer about the upcoming holidays, things you might be thinking about to prepare for those difficult times. So the support for the family and survivors of the person under their care was a big piece I didn't anticipate. I didn't give much thought to, but it made a major difference. And HCI Hospice Care Services did an excellent job at supporting us in that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Stu and Holly Job.
Were there parts of what they had? Well, you just said there was one part, that kind of support that you didn't anticipate. Are there any other things that you didn't know about until you got more deeply involved?
I didn't know that the HCI Hospice Care Services becomes the patient advocate, and they become the direct pipeline with the staff doctor. So in the middle of the night, during the day, if there's a comfort issue and they need to change medications, you know, that nurse is on call and that doctor is on call. So you can get fairly immediate response to changes in needs on patient comfort, you know, if there's pain issues, changes in medication. I didn't realize the heightened level of care that the patient gets. I didn't think about it enough ahead of time, but after, in hindsight, I see that entering a loved one into HCI Hospice Care Services care gives them a higher level of care than they could otherwise have. And as Holly said, they do anticipate a lot of needs. They do this every day, literally every day, and we don't. And so they know what our questions are going to be ahead of time, and they can ask those ahead of time or as need be, you know, so that situations aren't quite as maybe emotional or drastic when times do come. They know what's down the path, and we get some time to consider it.
Now, if possible, and if you don't mind, can you think back to the time when all of this was happening, and how do you think your grandfather and Stu, your parents, how do you think they felt in that interaction with HCI?
Well, my grandpa Henry was 93 years old and had been a Vermeer salesman his whole life, and what he really loved in life was people. And it was the way that the team from HCI approached him that he loved, and he ended up feeling more cared for and loved, and it made him feel comfortable to have more attention and a higher level of care, and he loved it.
For my father, he went in a quick 20-day period from playing golf and being active to passing away. And so for a large portion of that time, he was hospitalized with several cancers, and it was just, it was unpleasant. He didn't care for it. He wanted to be at home. HCI Hospice Care Services made it possible for him to get his wish and come home. He was much more comfortable. His attitude changed. While he was still very ill, it was comforting to all of us to see how comfortable he was kept. I know it made a big difference to his end of life. And then with my mother, several months later, she needed hospice services, and so we had HCI Hospice Care Services help us with her and help her. And she was already familiar with that staff. It was the same nurse, the same staff, the same counselor. So that was comforting to her because she had already worked with them from the end of a survivor, and here she was, the person under hospice care. So I think it made a big difference to her as well that she was already familiar with these people because she had a neurological condition that made it difficult for her, more difficult toward the end, to understand things. And so she already knew these faces and knew what they were there for. So it was comforting.
That's a big deal. That wasn't a whole bunch of unfamiliar faces.
It was a huge deal. And it was a big deal for all of us. We had already entrusted them in the care of my father. It made an easy decision. We had such a, we were blessed by the HCI Hospice Care Services partnership that we had with my father's in care. And so when we did that with my mother, we were, of course, not disappointed again. It was a good experience. You know, HCI Hospice Care Services was just a wonderful partner to have at a very difficult time for each one of us in the family.
It's hard to imagine. Let's just say you had to do it, as bad as this sounds, you had to do it all over again, but without them.
I don't know how we would do that, because we felt like everyone in that office uptown on the square in Knoxville walked through this difficult time with us. I mean, the nurses, the aides, the office staff, the bereavement counselor. We still get cards in the mail from the bereavement counselor, and I don't know how we would have done it without their support.
It would make a difficult situation much harder, because you're trying to learn about caregiving, you're trying to learn medical terms, you're trying to interact with the doctor and the nurse, and they really take the place of them focusing on the medical care of the hospice patient, and HCI Hospice Care Services lets the family and surviving members focus on being there with that person, the emotional comfort of each other and of the person under care. And they really, the family can let go of the nursing medical care that really they're not trained in anyway.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Stu and Holly Jobe.
Well, and there's some complex family dynamics going on. There's grandkids, great-grandkids, I presume, brothers, sisters, other sisters-in-laws, brother-in-law, all kinds of complex family relations that their help probably helped that whole interaction be better. Is that right?
Absolutely. They partnered with the entire family. I mean, all the grandkids were there, and Stu and his sister and Jamie and I and Maggie, a sister-in-law, came from Rapid City and all stood around the bed and offered a prayer after Ned passed, and it was just, you know, we just felt like they had their arms around us the whole time.
Anything else that you'd like to share today that I might have not thought to ask?
Well, one thing we learned through the process was if you have a loved one that is terminally ill, you know, at some point, it doesn't have to be immediate. I would visit with the doctor or visit with some staff at HCI Hospice Care Services about when is the appropriate time to enroll the patient into hospice services. I think many times, in fact, we were told families or individuals tend to wait longer than they have to. And to have that discussion with the physician or the HCI Hospice Care Services staff ahead of time, you know, during the illness, even in the early stages, to learn what care is available, what are the triggers, and when can the physician admit the person into hospice care, because it is directed by the physician.
I will say, Stu and I learned a lot about HCI, Hospice Care Services, after our family members had passed. We did not realize the huge umbrella that they have. We did not know that they have a program called Quality of Life Program, and they have, in the last year, granted 82 final wishes to terminally ill people that would like to do one more special thing before they pass. And I heard a story recently that there was a gentleman who was very ill, and he had been a motorcycle guy, and he wanted to ride one more time. And hospice, HCI, Hospice Care Services, made it possible for a motorcycle to come with a sidecar that he could get in. And not only that, but they had 50 other riders come and ride with him. And it just made his world complete. And that really touched our hearts. And we had no idea that that program existed. Another program is called their Basic Needs Program. Didn't know about it. It's where they use funds to help pay patients' bills. Like maybe someone in hospice care can't afford to pay their utility bill, and so this basic needs program will pay it for them. Those things are impressive to Stu and I, and we want to support HCI Hospice Care Services.
I think a lot of people have a preconceived notion that hospice care is the pronouncement of a death sentence. And our experience with HCI was that it was a heightened level of support for the patient, for the family, and it provided a broader range of services than we would have with care for the purpose of getting people well. This is care for the purpose of letting people pass comfortably, and it's a whole different mindset. So I think I would encourage people that may be faced with those decisions to not put off the consideration of HCI Hospice Care Services or any hospice care too long, to have those discussions early, because the support they can provide the patient and the family members is invaluable.
Well, and now I understand your involvement is going to be even deeper. You're now joining the board of HCI.
I am, and it was an honor to be asked, and I'm a believer. Hospice Care Services here in Knoxville has been working 23 years for people in our community and the surrounding area. They care about you and I, and we know each other, and so I'm excited to be a part of that.
Thanks to Stu and Holly Job for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.